This week, more from the third annual bilingual bicultural conference held recently at Anchorage. I'm Mo Wasley, and welcome to Potlatch. Dr. Sobolov gave a brief history of bilingual education in Southeast Alaska and some material that had been developed in Tlingit. He also encouraged people to tape material for preservation of the language.
As far back as 1904, John Swanton was writing the legends and myths of the Tlingit people. And then in 1917, Dr. Boas and Louis Shortridge of Klukwan wrote a grammatical book on the Tlingit language. In 1962, the Summer Institute of Linguistics published Tlingit Reading Book 1 and subsequently Reading Book Number 2. In 1963, English Tlingit Dictionary for Nouns was created. In 1969, the Gospel of John was translated by the Wycliffe Bible Workers. And in 1973, the Tlingit Verb Dictionary by the Summer Institute of Linguistics. This is a monumental work. It's a book about that thick, and perhaps over a period of time will become the standard work for the Tlingit language. In 1976, Tlingit by Nora and Richard Donhauer, a very fine book in the beginning Tlingit language. Other language groups, as I looked out in the hallway there, I could see the product of many of you, hours on end of devoted time to create the language in writing, saving what is left today for our young people. When Dr. Roy Amawak retired, he translated the complete King James Bible into the Inupiaq language. I think some of you remember Dr. Roy Amawak, a monumental piece of work. Of course, since then he has left from this earth, but what he did will last, I think, for a long, long time. Native heritage and history materials are probably in the writing, but there is not enough. There ought to be intensive taping of materials. And you've heard this before, and I want to say it again. Tape many of these. Get as many as you can. Let it pile up. Because in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, the people who have these will be gone. But we will have the tape material, and we can take time in reproducing those and transcribing it and saving what they had that's so precious.
Dr. Sobolov continues with recommendations for teaching younger people how to be on time.
Emphasis toward an adequate adjustment should include an understanding of values in such areas as 1, time schedules, as opposed to traditional season and sun time. Do you have Eskimo time where you live, 1 hour behind? Where I live in Tenneke, we have Tenneke time. It's half an hour behind. And I think it's true all over. But it happens because we lived by the sun, and the sun was changing its position every day. But the white man has a wristwatch, and it has 12 hours on it, and so many minutes and seconds, and it has been very hard for us to follow watch time, clock time. And I think we need to encourage our young people that now, in this day, we need to learn how to be on time.
Don't know how.
John Sebastian. One of the topics of discussion at the conference was the Lau versus Nichols case, a suit that was initiated in California. Virginia Martinez, a lawyer who's worked with the case, describes some of the major points of the Lau plan.
Of the law is that the child is being denied equal opportunity if that child can't work to his or her potential. So that if a child is in the sixth grade and tests at the sixth grade level, but when tested in the native language, tests at the eighth grade level, even though that child is not an underachiever, that child is losing out because they have potential for more and they're not getting it if they're just in a regular English classroom. The remedy is to provide full participation of the language minority student into the program, the educational program. So that full participation, if the child doesn't understand what's going on, means the child has to be instructed in the language they understand. In the state legislatures, in order to get bilingual statutes passed, what you usually have to convince the legislators is that, well, no, we're not advocating cultural pluralism, but we've just found out that the kids just don't learn quickly enough, and so what we're doing is trying to give them this transitional program. We're not going to, advocate cultural pluralism. It's just a temporary program. So a lot of legislators view it as a compensatory program. These kids have a language handicap, and this is a compensatory program, just like the reading programs are, and that's the way it's viewed by a lot of people. Mm-hmm. What is happening now is that the state is working with HEW, with other resources, including the Lau Center, to submit a plan. If the plan is found to be an adequate remedy for the violations which have been found, the noncompliance, then that is accepted and implemented, and the proceedings go no further. If it's found to be not an adequate plan, it will go through the administrative proceeding, which can result in the cutoff of funds if the finding is made that, in fact, there is a denial of equal educational opportunity under Title VI. Two children in the school districts here.
A feature of the conference that was well attended was the show and tell workshop, where teachers describe what they are doing. Jenny Aloya's bilingual class at Nobles High School developed methods of reading and writing Cyrillic, which is the Siberian way of writing. Jenny tells why they're learning Cyrillic and demonstrates how it sounds.
Siberian Yupik, our dialect, we have so many rules when you're learning how to read and write. In Cyrillic and Russian writing system, there's hardly any rules. Just one part of it on Y's, and that's it. The reasons why we learn Cyrillic was we have relatives in Ungazik and Pravodinia and all these places, right across from St. Lawrence Island, so we never see them. And they're just like 30 miles away from us. But once a week on the radio, we speak the same dialect. So they'll tell us about their hunting and their reindeer herding and etc. And we decided we really want to see them, we really want to get in touch with them. And last year, my students and I sent out letters to Gravel and everybody to see if we could go visit them. And it got as far as the Soviet embassy. Learning Cyrillic is really exciting for us because I think very soon we will go back and forth to visit our relatives.
Catherine Peter works with the Alaska Native Language Center at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. She had problems in working with the English alphabet, but is determined to work until she dies.
I transcribed 69 years journal, 69 years ago. And when I first started, my alphabet, it was hard for me. But I had the full background, so I learned it easily. And then what they did to me at the university, you would never know. there was a story done 50 years ago then, was laid before me to transcribe. To retranscribe that thing. It was on the shelf for 50 years. So it was laid before me, and I had a hard time learning what the alphabet was about. But lucky I can read a little English, and I figure out the words by looking at the English, and I transcribe all those. And In that journal that I'm talking about, it gave me encouragement. I said, I'm gonna stay with this program until I die. That's a great promise. Or till my vision fail on me, because that's how much I was interested in it. And in that journal, it gave me encouragement because this man says, I'm worried about the language, our own language. You can't describe yourself fully with another language. And I agree to that. He said, 50 years from now, our kids will only speak English, and they would never know how important a language is. He said, I'm worried about it. There's only two or three people that knows how to read and write it, he said, that I know right now. What will happen 50 years from now? And at that 50 years, I was sitting down and writing it. No one knows how much I know about. I could just close my eyes and write anything in which gym if I want to. I just want to encourage the younger people more. And that's what I'm here for.
That was Catherine Peter. Nellie Lord works with youngsters at Sitka, learning the language, dances, and songs of the Tlingit Indians. One of the problems is development of advanced curriculum materials for advanced students.
we're kind of slow because we don't have anyone to develop materials for us. But that's because our advanced students are ready for something other than just the basics of our language. But they're learning, and they come down, and we also teach them the dancing. We have dance instructors, and they learn the song, and the kids in Sitka can sing their songs fluently. They're non-speakers, but they can sing the Indian songs just as well as the old people. And I'm still going to school and still learning. There's a lot to learning the Tlingit language because of the tone marks and stuff. I can read it, but if I don't put the tone mark in the right place, I'll be saying something altogether different. But I'm really happy to be a teacher for our younger students, and it makes me really proud to see that there are some high school students that are interested in it, and they are our student helpers. And they don't have to come down to the AMB hall, but they do every day just because that's how interested they are in learning.
Excuse me, now please don't think I'm crazy, but there's something that I'd like you all to do. Now I know the sky above right now looks hazy, but with a little help from you, we might find a patch of blue. Won't you sing me a smile, and I'll smile you a song, and we'll sing a smile for the world to sing along. Sing me will light the way, and we'll sing a smile and bring a better day. Everybody sing, sing, everybody, every man, woman, boy, and girl. Everybody all join hands, make a circle of love, stretch it all around the world. Now I know that everyone is not a singer, but if we all sing together, who can tell? And the song that we are singing just might linger, and if it goes from ear to ear, soon the whole wide world might hear. Won't you sing me a smile, and I'll smile you a song, and we'll sing a smile for the world to sing along. Sing me some sunshine, and it will light the way, and we'll sing a smile and bring a better day. Everybody sing, sing, everybody, every man, woman, boy, and girl. Everybody all join hands, make a circle of love and stretch it all around the world. If you take your neighbor's hand, you might discover he's not such a bad guy after all, and a few kind words to him just might uncover that it's a lot more fun to live if you know how to forgive. Won't you sing me a smile, and I'll smile you a song, and we'll sing a smile for the world to sing along. Sing me some sunshine, it will light the way, and we'll sing a smile and bring a better day. Everybody sing, sing, everybody, every man, woman, boy, and girl. Everybody on your hands, make a circle of love, stretch it all around the world. Everybody sing, sing, everybody, every man, woman, boy, and girl. Everybody on your hands, make a circle of love, stretch it all around the world. Everybody, all join hands, make a circle of love, and stretch it all around the world.
Bobby Goldsboro. In the recommendations and summary session on the last day of the conference, Charles Natcom with the Selgin Jackson College gave a report on the writing systems for native languages.
Everyone has to agree on your writing system and use it in the way that you have agreed on. This way you've got consistency throughout your language, your writing system, and everybody can understand it. Even if you have a different dialect, you could go back to your area and use your writing system and everybody will be able to understand you. So consistency in a writing system is a must. You may be a fluent speaker in your language, but this isn't enough. How are you going to remember what you said if you don't know how to write it down? And you can't do it, as everybody knows, with the English alphabet. So the teachers must know the alphabet for the language that they are teaching. You must develop your own teaching material. The thinking behind this was, though you have some development centers around, how many times can you get out to get your material? Develop your own material, because when you develop that material, you know why you're developing it and how you're going to use it. Whereas if you got some material from the center or some other place, you'd have to have somebody explain to you how to use it. And a lot of times you might miss some points that should have been brought out that you missed in the instruction. The changes in your writing system, these must be kept to a minimum for this one reason. You develop your own material and you make a change in your writing system. What do you have? You have some material that's almost obsolete because of this change.
Charles Natcom. Some of the recommendations and resolutions from the second bilingual conference held last year was given in a summary by Ramona Sutopka Duerre, bilingual program specialist with the State Department of Education. She tells what the department has done to implement the recommendations.
Since our last conference, the State Advisory Council, whose task it is to give suggestions on matters of bilingual education, which includes the annual conference, has provided input on the agenda and has made suggestions for this year's conference. As you can see, this year's conference has many more workshops, fewer general sessions as you had requested last year. This year we had a small conference planning committee consisting of those persons who were willing and able to attend the planning committee in a meeting. Due to the lack of funds, the Department of Education was not in a position to recruit members from every single interested group desiring to be on the planning committee. Therefore, the committee was very small. However, the efforts of this committee is reflected in this year's agenda. Hopefully it met with your approval, and that you have enjoyed and learned a great deal from the workshops you have attended during the last 2.5 days. The Department of Education has requested a substantial increase in funding from the legislature for FY78, and thus far we are not aware of what the final amount will be, and only until the legislative session is over will we know what that final amount is. In this past year, we have had several technical assistance workshops held primarily in Anchorage and Juneau. The workshops have attempted to help school administrators develop and establish bilingual programs. One was held in September, another in November, a third in January, and a fourth in February. Much of the technical assistance from the Department of Education to the Village bilingual program has been with the cooperation of the local school districts. And it is only with cooperation that we can attempt to improve many of the programs that now exist and those that we are planning to establish in FY78. Both the department and the local school district personnel identify resource persons that can be utilized during these workshops for further technical assistance. So some of the resolutions we are continuing to respond to, and others we are just now beginning to work on or else beginning to address them, certainly with the Advisory Council.
KUAC, University of Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. You got me singing the blues. Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry. I never felt more like running away, but where would I go and why should I stay without you? You got me singing the blues. Nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. You got me singing the blues.
Music of John Sebastian. One of the concerns at the last bilingual conference was how do you change the bilingual law and regulations, and whether you have enough time to do it. Our final segment has Ramona Sutapka Duera telling of this process to change the bilingual law and the regulations.
The hearing process began in May of 1976 and continued until late July, the formal hearing process for the regulations. So there was adequate time for additional comments and recommendations to the regulations. However, I might add that if you find the regulations are still completely, that you're unable to live with the regulations as they are, there is a way to amend them, and it is not difficult. You go through another hearing process. You make proposed changes and go through a 60-day hearing process. So the regulations are not in concrete, or not laid in concrete at this point. If you find they're just impossible, there is a way to change them. But insofar as the law is concerned, you would have to speak to your legislative representatives if you would want to alter the bilingual bicultural education law. That's not so easily changed.
I would like to remind people that are listening to the program that if you have any comments, questions about the Potlatch program, to write to us in care of KUAC, University of Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99701. I'm Mo Wasley, and thank you for listening.
Potlatch is produced by KUAC under Title I of the Higher Education Act.